It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A new traffic signal light has been installed on Highway 8 in Barron. A Hudson teacher has been charged for inappropriate conduct with a student. Police warn of counterfeit cash used for garage sale purchases. And a new Alice in Dairyland starts her duties this summer. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. New traffic signal lights have been installed on Highway 8 in Barron at the intersection of East LaSalle Avenue near the new Quick Trip. The Department of Transportation says the lights will begin flashing later this week to create awareness of the new signals. Drivers approaching on Highway 8 will see flashing yellow signals, which should be treated as a yield sign. Drivers approaching on East LaSalle Avenue will see flashing red lights and should be treated the same as a stop sign. After several days, the signal lights will begin standard stop-and-go operations with green, yellow, and red signals. A teacher in western Wisconsin has been charged for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Robin Colbert tells us more.
24-year-old Madison Bergman is a teacher in the Hudson School District. She is on leave following allegations that she made out with a fifth grader. School officials and police were tipped off to the relationship between the teacher and 11-year-old when the boy's parents found intimate text messages between the two. Bergman was to be married this summer, but the wedding appears to have been called off. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Be on the lookout for counterfeit money. Ted Allen has a story.
That's the warning from Western Wisconsin law enforcement after someone used a fake $100 bill to buy a low-cost item from a garage sale in Eau Claire over the weekend. Police in Chippewa Falls added a similar incident happened there. Eau Claire police advised residents through social media to be careful and examine larger bills should you be having a garage sale or yard sale this summer. A suspect in the Chippewa Falls incident has been identified. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address hospital closures and PFAS contamination. The Democratic governor can call a special meeting of the Republican-controlled budget panel, but he can't force the committee to meet. Co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne quickly rejected Evers' call. The committee is already set to meet today on the Department of Health Services plan for opioid settlement dollars and funding for Department of Transportation driver ed grants, among other requests. Evers has repeatedly pushed JFC Republicans to approve the $125 million set aside in the budget to fight PFAS contamination and $15 million to address hospital closures in western Wisconsin. A new spokesperson promoting Wisconsin agriculture will begin duties in July. Amber Gonski with the details.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel was selected Saturday at the finals hosted by Door County and shares her vision for the upcoming year.
I'm really looking forward to traveling our state and sharing all about the $104.8 billion agriculture industry here. It's so diverse and there's so many different commodities and crops and animals grown here. I'm really looking forward to sharing the passions of our state's producers with consumers.
Heinzel will graduate this month from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication. She previously graduated with certificates in agribusiness management and dairy farm management from the Farm and Industry Short Course Program. Heinzel will begin her term as the 77th Alice in Dairyland on July 8th. She succeeds the 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow of Poinette, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.